Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and Jay Pierce has our pre-opening commodity market report. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets are called flat to a dollar per hundredweight lower amid ample supplies, with most plants reportedly full for the holiday shortened week. And the terminal markets are called steady to a dollar lower. Top prices seen in a range from $45 to $51 on a live basis. Peoria's top $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, negotiated swine purchases were $13,281 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $64.50 to $72, weighted average $69.24, a loss of $2.67 from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.25 to $59.05. The weighted average was $55.73. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,539. Base price range $63.50 to $75.30. Make that $75.73. And the weighted average was $71.77, a loss of 78 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.94 to $57.99. And the weighted average was 54.48. We'll take a look at the overnight numbers and talk things over with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities and Normal. But first, it's our look at agricultural weather. And here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. It looks like some rain is on the way for the Midwest Corn Belt. And it looks like some heavy precipitation over the next 5 days is possible over northern Missouri, central and southern Illinois, Indiana, western Ohio, maybe even southern lower Michigan will share in some of that. That's because a frontal system is going to slowly move through the area tomorrow night into Friday. And that's going to trigger showers and thunderstorms on the boundary between warm and humid air that will be to our south and cooler, drier air punching in from the northwest. So that is what we're looking at here in terms of precipitation. A good shot that we're going to have some rain across Illinois and Indiana here, especially tomorrow night into Friday morning. Now, it will linger some on Friday during the day into Friday night in the Ohio River Valley. So if you're listening into us from southern Illinois, southern Indiana, chances are you'll have some wet weather through the 4th of July. If you're listening in from northern Illinois, it's likely to be dry on the 4th of July. And somewhere from central Illinois to northern Indiana, that's going to be the boundary from dry to the north and wet to the south. So basically, we're going to have a prolonged period of more than a day of showers and thunderstorms, some of which will contain downpours that could leave amounts of an inch or two rather quickly. Some places, when all is said and done over the next week, we'll get even more than that. Temperatures today are going to be seasonable. They'll turn warmer than average across Illinois and Indiana and the southern Midwest tomorrow. And with that, there will be more humidity in the air. So that's something to consider if you're working outside. And then cooler air starts to push in on Thursday. So Thursday and Friday, not too bad. And then it looks like next week we're going to get a bit warmer, but we'll be near the boundary between warmth that will be in the plain states and cooler air that we'll try to maintain across the eastern parts of Canada and the northeastern U.S. But after that front comes through, we'll have cooler weather through Saturday. Sunday should be pleasant, although humidity levels start to increase. Then as we go into next week, it appears that warm weather will be pushing in. But we're going to keep the hot weather to our west in the plain states. And we'll have another chance of showers and thunderstorms coming in about Monday of next week across Iowa, northern Missouri, and northern and central Illinois, northern Indiana, much of Wisconsin and Michigan. So that's a chance of rain at that time. As we look to other growing areas, the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt in general should be turning drier and hotter, so that's good for harvest operations. The only areas that are still going to be experiencing some wet weather and have wet soils would be the eastern parts of that belt from eastern Oklahoma into eastern Kansas and eastern Nebraska. But most of the wet conditions are going to remain over the Midwest Corn Belt here over the next week and not be out there to the west too far into the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. As a hot dome of air is going to become more persistent over the Rocky Mountain states, we've already seen some of that. And it looks like we're setting up a weather pattern where it'll be wet, hot out there. There will be a lot of talk about the heat moving into the Midwest, but the jet stream will probably be flat enough that we will not share in the high heat, but it will probably be warmer and more humid here as we go through July than it has been in June. And you don't even need a professional meteorologist to tell you that, because that's typically the case anyway. But it does look like the weather pattern is setting up that way as well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, let's take a look at the overnight numbers. First of all, from Kansas City, July wheat opened at 878.5, down 4.5 on the open, down 10 on that last trade. September at 890, down 6.5, make that 6.25 on the open and last trade. July spring wheats opened at 1162.25, down 12.75 on the open and last trade. And September at 949, down 0.5 on the open and last trade. July wheat in Chicago, 843, down 0.5 and down 3. September, 857, down 1.75 on the open and last trade. December at 878.75, down 3 on the open, 1.75 lower on the last trade. The March contract at 905 was 2 higher and 7 higher on the last trade. May at 918, up 2.5 on the open, down 0.5 on the last trade. July 09 at 920, down 2 and down 2. And December 09, 935, up 1 on the open and last trade. July corn opened at 722, down 2.75, down 15.75 on the last trade. September at 733, down 4.75, down 16 on the last trade. December corn, 752, it was 5 lower on the open and 15.5 lower on that last trade. March 09 at 769.25, down 4.5 on the open, 14.25 lower on the last trade. December 09 at 651.5, down 3.5 and down 2.5. July soybeans, 1604.75, down 0.25, up 1.75 on the last trade. August at 1597.75, down 0.25 on the open and last trade. September at 1585, up 1 and down 2.5. November, 1574.75, up 0.75 on the open, down 2.5 on the last trade. And looking out to May of 09, 1580 was the open, down 2.5 and up 0.5. July soybean meal opened at 435, up 1 and up 110 on the last trade. August of 429, unchanged on the open, down 2 on the last trade. And the July soybean oil opened at 6601, down 3. It was up 8 on the last trade. And the August oil contract at 6605, down 27 on the open, but up 3 on the last trade. And let's see if we were able to round up Pete Manhart out at Bates Commodities. Pete, you with us? I don't think we got Pete on there. Okay. Well, they were looking for him, but didn't find him this morning. So we'll tell you what the opening calls are. According to Reuters, they're looking at wheat to be 3 to 5 cents a bushel lower today with some seasonal harvest pressure and spillover selling from calls calling for a drop in the corn futures. Calls for a drop in the corn futures, that is. And in the corn pits, they're looking at 10 to 15 cents a bushel lower with, again, spillover pressure from yesterday's rather bearish USDA planting and stocks reports and improved U.S. corn conditions last week, also a bearish factor. And the soybeans mixed 5 cents higher to 5 cents lower on the opening call with support from follow-through support from yesterday's reports and also improving soy conditions, calling for calls for another drop in the corn will also weigh on the soy prices as well. And the soy meal, $1 to $2 per ton lower with profit taking after yesterday's rally. The soy oil, 10 to 20 higher with gains in the crude oil being supportive. And right now the crude oil prices are up $2.80 on that August contract at 142.80 a barrel, and September is up 242 at 143. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 11,242 is currently down 105 points. The dollar trading 0.23 lower at 72.23. And the CRB index is up 567 right now at 468.41. But our forecast today, sunshine and a high of 84 in and around Champaign-Urbana. Clear tonight, low 63. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, breezy, more humid with a high around 90. And then Thursday, some showers and thunderstorms are in the outlook with a high around 78 for Friday so far. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers, especially during the morning, and a high of 74. 73 degrees on Friends Plaza. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. News from the BBC now. It is 1 minute past 9 o'clock.